across University Hospital Coventry and online. This is Coventry Hospital Radio. Clive Brooks, Coventry Hospital Radio.
Hello and welcome to Coventry Hospital Radio. This podcast will bring you vital information to help you stay healthier, happier and informed. I'm Clive Brooks and today we're shining a light on something you might not have heard of or heard much about. It is AA screening, AAA screening. It's a simple test that can quite literally save lives. And joining me today in the studio is Emma Wright. And she's the AAA screening program manager from the screening program over at Rugby St Cross. And she's here to help you explain, help me explain exactly what the AAA is, the screening is, and why it matters and how you or a loved one might benefit from it. And she's also going to tell us what AAA means, because as you know from my normal shows, I can't say long words. So here she is. So hi, Emma. How are you? And thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for the invite. It's great to be able to explain and shine a bit of a light on the screening programme.
Fantastic. So let's start right at the beginning, Emma. Can you explain what AAA screening is and why it's important?
Yes. So AAA screening, abdominal aortic aneurysm screening, that means, is where somebody can develop a bulge or a swelling in the aorta, and the aorta is their main blood vessel that services the whole body. It comes from your heart, it runs down through your tummy, and eventually it splits off down each leg, but it's the main blood vessel that looks after your whole body. And in some people, that vessel can weaken, widen without them knowing, and sometimes it can rupture and burst, which can be a fatal outcome.
Wow, that sounds really serious. What are the risks or the complications with the AAA if left untreated?
Well, like I say, it stays a silent condition, unfortunately, until the point where it's about to go pop, where it's about to rupture or leak. And that's why the screening program is in place, to invite somebody along to find out if they have that condition that they'd never know they had unless they had the scan, unfortunately.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because my next question is, so if someone is invited to attend the AAA screening, what can they expect? Is it a long or uncomfortable procedure?
No, it's only a 10-minute ultrasound scan, so a bit of cold jelly on the tummy is about the most complicated that it gets. You lie down, have two measurements taken of this main blood vessel by ultrasound, check it's a nice normal width and diameter, and then it's usually a one-off scan for most people.
Well, that sounds really simple, and it's well worth it for the peace of mind. So let's talk about why early detection is so important, and what difference can catching AAA early make?
Well, gents are the most likely to have the condition, so it's those that are in their 65th year that get invited for the screening. So it's the case that early detection means that we can pick it up while it's small, keep the gentleman on surveillance, monitoring him regularly, and if the aneurysm grows or gets to a size where it's too risky to leave it, then we refer them on for surgery. So that it's safer to find out about it while it's small and we can look after them then.
So do you have any statistics or perhaps a story to share about the success of the screening programme?
Yes, so the screening programme was introduced because it does reduce the risk of deaths by up to 50% in men. So as I say, it's men in their 65th year that get routinely invited. And we have around 300 men on surveillance at any one time in Coventry and Warwickshire that we're looking after with aneurysms before we hand them over if they ever get to a size where they need surgical repair.
That's a lot, isn't it?
And we scan around 6,000 men every year, inviting them for the condition.
Wow. See, I never heard of it before, and I'm 57 soon, so maybe
you remember it.
Yeah, I will now. I imagine there's a few misconceptions out there. What do people often get wrong about having the AAA screening and the screening?
Yeah. So as I say, because it's such a quick scan, it is, you know, it's not a complicated thing. A lot of gentlemen say, oh, you know, I'd rather not know. And we're saying, for the sake of 10 minutes, coming along and finding out, you're in a much safer place. It's not, they'll say, I feel fine. I really don't think I've got one. And we have to sort of say, unfortunately, you wouldn't know that you've got one. It doesn't present with any symptoms until it's going to burst, you know, or if it bursts one day. So you're in a much safer place coming along for a quick scan.
Fantastic. So how can the general public become more aware and engage with this kind of health check?
Yes, so we will routinely invite everybody in their 65th year, but we're trying to promote it all through your GP practices, on, you know, on social media, events like this where we're really trying to raise the awareness. And it doesn't mean if somebody's gone past their 65th year, either cannot remember if they've had one or thought at the time, I'm fine, I don't need one, listens to this and think, I'd really like to, they can just pick up the phone to us and call the main number for the hospital and be put through, or I can give our contact details out and they can contact us.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing this little podcast day, so we can make people aware, isn't it, which is good. So at the end of the show, Emma will give some details out where you can get in contact with them. So yeah, let's look at prevention. And are there any lifestyle factors that might increase someone's risk of developing AAA?
Yes, so we've said that gents are more likely, just by being male and being in your 65th year or over, you're a greater risk of having the condition. If you're a current smoker or a previous smoker, if you have high blood pressure, if you have a family history of the condition, they're all things that increase the risk of developing the condition.
So even if you stop smoking 20 years ago, it can still have an effect on if you get this now?
Yeah, if you're a current smoker, you know, it would have more of an effect. But if you've been a smoker and that vessel's been widening and, you know, you have given up now, it could still have had that effect.
Okay, brilliant. So that's good to know. So if someone is found to have AAA during screening, what happens next?
So if it's a small aneurysm, we'll say we're just going to keep a regular eye on you, come back every year and we'll keep measuring it. If it's medium size, then we need to see them every 3 months. If it's a large one, we refer them on to surgery. But there's also a specialist nurse that's involved. So they have access to a highly trained specialist vascular nurse who will offer them a specialist risk assessment and see if they're on the right medication. Are they on statins? Are they looking after their blood pressure? Could they support them to stop smoking or lose weight or exercise? So it's a quite well-rounded package for anybody that does have the condition to have support once they know.
That's reassuring to hear there's a clear plan in place for anyone who needs a follow-up. How can local community groups and healthcare providers work together to promote AAA screening?
Well, we're always trying to get out and about in the local community because we do scan all over Coventry and Warwickshire. We do rely on the GPs when patients go in to say, perhaps for a health check or a medication review, have you had your AAA scan? We go out to organisations like the University of the Third Age. We go to outreach centres, community centres, trying to reach out to every sort of demographic that might not have heard of it, but we want to raise the awareness from it.
Thank you. So if you just join us on this podcast, I'm talking to Emma Roy, who is the AAA screening program manager. Because I can't say the words, remind us again what AAA is.
So it's abdominal, so it's in your tummy area, abdominal aortic aneurysm. So that's a widening of your main blood vessel, the aorta, and the aneurysm bit is where it's classed as a widening, and that's what could unfortunately rupture.
Fantastic. And we're just saying how you can find out about these things. So are there any upcoming events or invites around Coventry that our listeners should know about?
I'll say we've done a lot of work with the University of the Third Age, that's the U3A. We're always going along to the practices, and we're going along to work with like the non-clinical directors of the primary care network. So they've got like a George Eliot, for example, has got a cancer screening bus. So we're joining up with other screening programs as well that also highlight their service. To try and, if you might be going along to an event for a cancer screening program, so we're also going along to provide talks at other events for
screening services. That's really good. That's really good. You catch a lot more people as well, won't you?
Yeah.
So we covered a lot today, and if a listener wants to learn more or find a screening location near them, where should they go or how should they do it?
Right. So because you'll be a local listener in Coventry or Warwickshire, and obviously that's the demographic that we look after, they can contact us at the AAA screening programme office. Our local contact information, our phone number is 01788 663428, or they could email us at the AAA screening program at uhcw.nhs.uk. You can also be routed through the main hospital number on the switchboards, and they'll put you through, and we're always happy to help. Gents might not realise they've had a scan, might not remember because it's so quick and simple, so it's always worth the scan.
So it is, just let's just remind the listeners, it is just a scan. It's nothing else invasive, isn't it? It's just a CT scan or an ultrasound.
An ultrasound, that's it. It's completely non-invasive. It's the same type of scan that a lady will have during pregnancy. So you're lying down, you have a bit of jelly put on your tummy, a small handheld probe moved over your tummy area, and the scan itself, the appointment's 10 minutes, and that actually involves the consenting and the explaining. So the scan itself is just a few minutes long.
So, finally, before I let you go, what's a key message you'd like to leave our listeners with today?
Yeah, I mean, even as an example for community events, we've gone out, highlighted it, and people that have thought they're absolutely fine have come along and found that they've had a scan, an aneurysm, sorry. So I cannot stress the importance enough of giving 10 minutes of your time to come along and see if you've got this potentially life-threatening condition. Now, not to worry people, because for the huge, huge majority, it is just a 10-minute one-off scan. But for the sake of 10 minutes of finding out and coming along,
it's well worth it, isn't it?
It is.
Best 10 minutes you'll spend when you get the invite, isn't it?
And that's what some people have said. I really didn't think I had it. I am so grateful I came along. And that's such, you know, what we're always trying to spread the word for.
Brilliant. Emma Wright, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an eye-opener and incredibly important topic. I mean, I've never heard of it before we reached out so we could chat to you. So thank you so much. You've been listening to Coventry Hospital Radio with Dr. Emma Wright, who is the AAA Screening Programme Manager. Thank you so much for taking time for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Across University Hospital Coventry and online, this is Coventry Hospital Radio.